Well, hey there. Yep, it's Radio Fishing Time, and this is Fish and Frank, and I got Captain Carl with me today, KB Backcountry Charters, and we're going to talk about what to do, Carl's plans for the day. He's going to pick up a trip here in just a little while, so we're going to get a quick, what the heck are you going to do on a chilly day like today type thing. So, morning, Carl.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, wave to the audience, say, hey, everybody, you know.
Good morning.
Yeah. Okay, come on, crowd, be quiet. Okay, there, crowd's quiet now. Everybody's quiet. I'm working on my first store-bought coffee of the day. And, you know, it's actually almost 10 o'clock. I should be wide awake and going, you know.
Almost. But it's the cold weather.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you could blame it on that.
Yeah. Let's not blame on the fact I'm a burnt-out old fart. Anyway, so I got to tell you, afternoons have been gorgeous, haven't they?
The afternoons have. Mornings have been pretty rough.
Yeah, it's too rough to get out there. I don't think it's even I think it's a waste of time to get out early in the morning right now. Be a few fish.
This past week, I've been doing pickups about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and it's been a bumpy ride in the morning.
It's what, the wind blowing pretty good?
Or? Yeah, the wind's been blowing right straight down the middle of the harbor, a north wind, so it's been a pretty bumpy ride. There's not too much water, so it's making it hard to run down the wall up in the shallow water.
I heard you were out the other day, and it was like 4 footers out there.
Yeah, it's been like that pretty much all week.
With your flats boat, that's got to be one heck of a ride. What do you do? Got a big plastic tarp you put over everybody?
No, my boat's pretty good. It's got 3 splash guards on the bottom, so it handles rough water pretty good. And then most of the time I'm in shallow water, so it's not rough enough to get waves in there.
Yeah, but it's hard to hide on the north wind. You cut across the upper end by going across Frank's Flat in front of Hog Island and then cut across the Mayaca and try and hit that west wall and haul down.
Yeah, that part of the harbor gets pretty nasty right there.
Boy, there's nothing worse than K-Pays. Trying to get around K-Pays is a booger. If you can get behind the bar, all good. But boy, if you can't get behind the bar, that's a sloppy mess there, K-Pays.
Yep, it sure is.
I don't know what it is about. I guess the water coming down the harbor and the water trying to swirl around the bar or whatever, but boy, that's a mess.
It's also probably a lot of open water there. The mangroves aren't as close as up in the upper harbor.
Yeah, K-Pays can get real sloppy going around that corner.
Oh, yeah.
And so now you got to, what you been doing on your charters the last week? Well, how's the fishing been?
Fishing's been great. I've been using mostly shrimp. I tell you what, the Rockport Rattlers have been excellent.
I was talking about that, telling Kale about it. And tell us about the Rockport Rattler.
Pretty much it's just a jig head with a rattle inside of it built in.
It's got a glass rattle embedded into the lead weight.
Yeah, that's the only downfall of it. When you're taking it out of a fish, you have to be careful with the pliers if you don't grab onto that glass thing, because it will shatter it. But they're great. I've been taking a shrimp, pinching the tail off a shrimp, and feeding it on backwards and coming out the top of the shrimp. So that when you're jigging it through the flats or the grass, it's looking natural. It looks like the shrimp's popping away from whatever is in the area. But they're great. I've been using them towards other jig heads. They've been working 5-to-1 ratio.
So you're catching 5 fish to 1 on the Rockport Rattler versus the other jig heads.
Yep.
Now, we've been playing, and one of the things that I think you showed me with the clippers, putting that little end in to make a starter hole. We sell a little fingernail clipper, and we don't use it doesn't cut braid or anything, but what it does do is make a starter hole in your plastic baits.
Yep.
Started it on tarpon jigs because you're putting that little tiny plastic on that great big lead head. And now what's happening is we're trying to put these plastic bodies on the Rockport Rattler, and it's actually too big. But if you put a starter hole, I put a 3-inch grub on it the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact. Guy was coming in, I says, here, you know, he getting all kinds of stuff. I bought him a pack of the jig heads because, you know, like you say, you've been telling me all about them. They're great.
Oh, they're excellent. I swear by them. I got to get some more before I head out today.
Now, one of the things about it is when you take a live shrimp, if you're real southern, real redneck, you bite the tail, the little tiny flipper part of the tail, there's a joint there, a hard joint. And if you're, you know, one of us transplanting Yankees like I am, well, you rip it off right there. And then you put the, you thread the shrimp onto the hook, more like you would a plastic bait.
Yep, and come out the top of the shrimp. So it's going to look, it's going to look natural when he's, like, a shrimp pops away from you, he's going to pop backwards. And that's the way the jig hit. When you're working, it's popping backwards away from the fish.
And that glass rattle inside the Rockport rattler is giving you that little tick, tick, tick sound that is, I guess, maybe shrimp make a little tick, tick, tick sound.
I've been catching shrimp, I mean, snook, redfish, sheep's head, trout, snapper, just about everything on them.
Yeah, I've actually been hesitant to have you on and talk about it because I just turned in an order from them. Since you've been doing these and you've kind of made this Rockport Rattler the jig head, I mean, we're selling out of them quick. We got a lot, but you'll see the ones that everybody's using because they're empty.
Yep, the wall's pretty empty in a couple spots right
now. I'm telling them to, I got a message in with them and hopefully we'll have them, you know, try and get 2-day shipment on them because these things are crazy good.
Oh, they're great. I love them.
Now, we're missing a lot of the different colors, some red, some glow, some black. Has the color really made a big difference?
Not really. I mean, the first time, a couple of times I went out, I was using just a chartreuse because that's my favorite color. But then we were sold out of that, so I tried the black and gold eyes. Those worked too. The red ones worked. Every single color I've worked, I mean, used so far has worked.
So it's not really a matter of the color.
No, I think it's more of that rattle. It's just giving it, it's something different. It's giving it a little bit of extra in the water.
Yeah, because that whole chick, 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 as you flick the rod tip, it's not really a pull and lift, is it? It's more of a flick, or yeah, what are you doing?
It's more of a flick. It's kind of like same concept as the DOA pop and bobber.
Right.
When, for trout, you just flick your rod tip. It's kind of like that same concept.
So it's a pretty good jerk you're putting on them. You're actually hitting them pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm giving it a good pop, so it's actually coming off the bottom pretty good and then hitting the bottom. And when it hits the bottom, it's making a cloud of dust, and also that rattle also rattles too.
So when you go to do this, guys, you know, you come in or go wherever you can find them. I don't know too many people besides us that have them. But take your rod tip and do an up motion with it. When you jig up to lift that shrimp and jig head up off the bottom and let it fall. So very sharp upward movement and then let the rod drop so that it connects back to the bottom.
I mean, I've even put them under bobbers for trout, popped them into the flats for bobber with trout under a bobber. They work that way too. They're very versatile.
Really? So you're actually using them under popping corks as well?
Yep, for trout and flats.
Yeah, boy, this is a high intensity level show today. Now, I know you guys at home, check your blood pressure, make sure everything's, you know, okay, because with this much intensity, it's going to be hard to keep up to this. I know, I'm dying. Yeah, but it just feels good to be able to broadcast again. I mean, we had many days where we couldn't get out there, and hopefully that's behind us. We're going to start doing a lot more shows.
Yep.
But, okay, Coral. Captain Carl, KB Backcountry Charters, here's the hot seat. We're putting the spotlight on you. We've got the rubber hoses out. If you're going to send somebody out today, where do you go? What do you do?
Well, I don't know if you're going to be able to get to where the fish are, but, I mean, I've been doing all my fishing down towards Turtle Bay, Bull Bay area. There's a lot of good redfish and a lot of good snook down that area right now. The thing about it is they're in really skinny water. The water is not as muddy down there, so the water is not as warm as on this upper part of the harbor. So they're in really shallow water trying to stay warm. That makes it pretty tough to fish. I mean, they could see you from a good bit distance away. So
you could drag out the longest rod you got. You're 7.5.
You have to eight footers. Downgrade your leader line so it's a little bit smaller and clearer.
What size leader are you using now?
The other day I had a bump down to like 15, 20-pound test.
So, using straight-out fluorocarbon, 2-3 feet?
Straight fluorocarbon, about 3 feet, actually. I mean, there's some big fish out there right now. I've been catching the big ones on cut bait. Cut ladyfish has been working great on them.
Now, what are you hooking the cut ladyfish on?
I'm using like a 2 or 3-aught hook. Sometimes I'll use a circle hook on them because when a redfish, big redfish, picks it up, he's going to run with it. And when you use a circle hook, most of the time they'll set themselves when they're running. I like to use a bigger hook just because, I mean, you want your cut bait to sit in one spot. You don't want it to be drifting around. You want the fish to smell it and come get it.
So, big circle hook, 4-aught?
Three or 4-aught, yeah. I usually use about a 3-aught hook.
Well, depending upon the size of the bait. Now, are you using 2-finger bait, 3-finger bait?
About an inch and a half, cutting up about an inch and a half chunks.
So, about between 2 and 3 fingers, if you lay your fingers on the mullet or on the ladyfish and chop it, 2 to 3 fingers
is what
you want. Yeah,
I'm using a pretty good chunk. But then I'm also using little chunks to chum up the water with.
So, aha, here's the sneaky part. Chop up some, dice up some little parts, get a cutting board, dice it up, scatter it out in the area, and then throw your big chunks of ladyfish out. Have you tried Rockport Rattler jig head with those chunks of mullet?
Yep, I've used them that way too.
I was just curious. You didn't have to. You could have said, no, I hadn't tried it yet.
Oh, yeah, I've used them about every single way.
He says, Frank, you SOB, I didn't want people to know that.
The only thing I haven't used them for is offshore yet, but I will try that next.
So, yeah, it's an interesting way to go out there right now. But long rods, big distance, cast as far as you can away from the boat, stay as far as you can from the fish, because with the clear water, they can look up. And when you're in those bays like Turtle Bay and stuff, there's not any waves on there. Mm-mm.
Well, actually, this past week there has been.
There has been, yeah. Well, if there's not waves, they can actually look through like you're looking through a windshield.
Yep.
I mean, so they can see you from a long ways. And they ain't too smart, but they're smart enough for that.
And they get that big for a reason sometimes.
Yeah. So, anyway, so you're talking about going back to Turtle Bay, Bull Bay.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to be at. There's a lot of good quality fish down there right now.
Yeah, we got to get you out of here. It's 10 to 10, so.
And another thing, those new conflict reels, those things are a beast. They're great.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've been putting them to work this past week, and they're great reels.
That Penn Conflict?
Yep. They're new line, they're new reel, but, I mean, they are awesome.
Well, that's cool. Well, I believe Penn thanks you for that. I mean, an unsolicited, wow. You know, Carl doesn't sound like much. For Carl, that's really excited. You know, Carl's a definite Southern boy. He's just nice and laid back. And when Carl comes up and spouts up about something like that, you might want to pay attention, because that's like me screaming into the microphone.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so the conflict, you're really liking those, huh?
Oh, yeah, they're great. I mean, I got the 2500. The 2500 holds up to big redfish, too. I mean, I thought it might have been a little bit small, but it's great for them big redfish and snook.
So that's what you're going to finish outfitting your boat with? I know you've been playing with a bunch of different reels, looking at a lot of different stuff, different brands.
I'm going with the Penn Conflict on everything now.
All right. Well,
yeah, I'm just waiting for the Fish and Frank rods, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, you're getting good at this. Yeah, I'm waiting for them to come in too. I got about another $14,000 to pay for. But, oh God, I'm a little puckered up over that one, boy. That's going to be a heck of a bill, but hopefully they're going to be worth it.
Oh yeah.
So far, all the prototypes have been good.
Oh, they're great. I love the action on them. I'm waiting for them.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping. Yeah, I can see putting the conflict on the rods we had made.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's going to work out really good. Where do you see the 7.5 gray camo? You're going to love that rod. You're going to love that rod. It's going to, you know, I don't know. I got to call China and find out what happened to her, because I know they're in production, but I just don't know where. So, anyway, So, best bet today, down by Bull Bay, Turtle Bay. Now, one of the things, guys, that you can do, you don't actually have to get back into the bay. If you're right outside, there's plenty of fish right outside. You're going to see some beautiful white sandy beaches. And right out in front of those, if you've got a big deep draft boat and you can't get on the flats, or if you have a bay boat that really won't run to get over the shallows to get back into the water in Turtle Bay, all you have to do is go to the outside and come straight up towards the beach, stay a good cast and a half away from the sand, anchor up and cast your baits up towards that sand. Those fish are running that shoreline, because when the water's real low, they'll come out of Gallagher's Cut, come out of the mouth of Turtle Bay, and they want to get over towards Bull Bay. They're going to have to run that shoreline. They don't have a choice.
All the redfish and snook, they run up in the shallows, and if you cast out towards deeper water, you'll catch a trout. And there's been some pompano running around in Turtle Bay, too.
So there you got it, trout, pompano, redfish, and snook. Get outside of Turtle Bay, cast up towards the beaches. Don't try and get real close because you're going to spook everything. You're going to get in where the fish are trying to run. Stay, if you think you can cast there, stay a little bit back from that. And then throw higher and harder. Yep. And stay back as far as you can. Work that outside bar if you can't get inside of Turtle Bay. So, you know, Captain Carl, he's got, you know, 1,000 horsepower on a little 20-foot boat. And he just gets up over the top and just goes...
Yeah, it helps sometimes.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't put wings on that thing.
Mm-hmm. So. You'd be surprised.
Well, I don't think we're having trouble with the music and all that. So I guess we'll just say have a good day, everybody. Right, Carl?
Yep, everybody have a good one. Stay safe.
And we wish our guys a lot of luck out there. And let us know how you do with those Rockport Rattlers and the Penn Conflict.
Yep.
All right, we'll see you next time on Radio Fishing. Bye-bye.
Bye.